When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gigantic. Hey, it's the Raw after WrestleMania 2024, and CM Punk, that lovable scamp, just can't let Drew McIntyre get another shot at that World Heavyweight Championship. Not yet. Cody's first night as champ tonight. The Rock made an appearance. There was a Bo Dallas tease potentially tonight. It was an eventful Raw after Mania. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Matt Morgan and Raj Giri. We're here to power through it. This isn't going to be a show where we go segment by segment and talk about it in the nuance and the ring psychology. No, we're going to give you the highs, the lows, and our thoughts about the state of WWE. Matt, overall, how did you feel about the Raw after Mania last night, after such a big Mania last night?
They did a good job. The back in the day, the Raw after Mania was always the biggest Raw of the year. It was always the biggest Raw as well, because that's when they bring up the new, quote unquote, next big thing. Not pun intended just for Brock Lesnar, but other big stars along the way that were going to be future stars for WWE. If you were developmental, you were always eyed on that day after WrestleMania, Monday Night Raw, and always of hopes that you could be called up on that show. But tonight, they did, while they may not have brought somebody, you know, up, I could argue Jade Cargill's kind of put in that spot, but yeah. She's already debuted though. It was a packed Monday Night Raw, major star power. A lot of things moved on the show, and progressed forward. A lot of cool angles. We'll get into it. The Jade Cargill entrance was absolutely amazing. Then when she got in the ring, her entrance was even cooler. For the camera shot from the aerial view was so dope. I love these new angles they're taking. Drew McIntyre's promo, if you notice, is kept going back between the hard camera and the handheld on the side of the ring. That was something new. They don't normally do that. So they're doing so many things to really put their stamp on this new Triple H era. I know I sound like a mark saying that, but I love it. And I thought tonight was awesome.
Raj?
I thought it was pretty good. The one bad thing I'd say is that there was nothing that made me feel like I got to tune in next week, right? Like, you had CM Punk, John Cena, The Rock, all on the same show, but nothing was like, oh my God, what's going to happen next, man? And this is something I've criticized both WWE and AEW for, and I hope AEW does it this week. If they do get a bunch of new viewers with that CM Punk, Jack Perry thing, that they have something that gets people tied in to tune in next week. And I felt like this was the night to do something with Cody. I mean, they did with The Rock, but something that, and that's down the road, but something that gets people tuned in for next week. And I think Randy Orton is that guy, you know, like that, doing that feud. Randy Orton turns heel, kills Cody. They have that history with Legacy and everything. But I felt like this was the night to do it, because obviously this is going to be one of the highest rated Raws of the year, if not the highest.
So say they did that. Wouldn't we be bitching and moaning that they try to squeeze 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag? If they did piggyback Randy Orton coming in and turning heel on Cody tonight, on top of the Rock segment, with Rock has to tell that part of the story of him riding off to the sunset. That's a very important storyline marker.
Yeah,
they had to get through that.
And I hear you. You probably don't want, you know, yeah, doing both kind of waters the other down. If you did Randy Orton, it would have watered down The Rock. But again, The Rock, you can only do it tonight because he's going off. He's leaving. So I get it.
Can you answer me one more thing, Raj? why the hell did they have, like, how, when they walked through that segment today, okay, like, no, undoubtedly they did. And they said, yeah, and then I'm going to ask to hold your title, and you're going to ask to hold mine, even though I just kicked the bejesus out of you last week, made fun of your dog, made fun of your mom, cut promos on your mom all week long. And Cody, sure, here you go. Here you go. Rock, wear my title. I didn't understand that. That was so stupid. That was dumb.
Yeah. They were a little too friendly during that part with everything that had happened. I agree. I think at times they make Cody look too nice.
Yes.
You know? Okay, well, let's look at the schedule of what's coming up. We've got Backlash. Okay, so we've got the draft coming up at the end of this month. And we got Backlash the week after the draft, May 4th. Then they're in Saudi at the end of May. They're going to have King and Queen of the Ring there. And then July 6th is Money in the Bank in Toronto. So Cody's going to have three high-profile matches to be announced soon, in theory, right? I think he's going to be a fighting champ. I mean, he's the face of the company now. You can't have him pull a Roman and only work the main pay-per-views.
Yeah, but you still have two world champs, so you don't need to... Yeah. I kind of like when they don't have the world championship defended on every pay-per-view. You kind of split it up,
okay,
and it makes those matches a little more important.
I actually like Roman being away a little bit. I did think it had way more mystery, more prestige when he would have... that's a complete contradiction of what I used to think. But as I got used to Roman doing it, he just felt like way more of an important deal to me as time continued to build and go on. And we would see him, you know, every so often defending that title. It always felt like such a big deal. Like, we're getting a major pay-per-view at it as if he showed up and fought Jey Uso, you know, or whoever it was.
Yeah, for sure. When he would appear, I mean, a Roman title defense felt way different than a Seth title defense.
It did.
Oh, and Clash of the Castles in mid-June. So, okay, so look, Drew, we know Drew is going to get his rematch at Clash in the Castle.
Hope so.
Sammy, they're going to have Cody. I mean, Sammy in Toronto is a no-brainer, but they're going to have Cody on Money in the Bank. Everyone, they're going to get their biggest matches for Saudi. So maybe Backlash, they do something a little different. You know, Logan Paul, not to discount Logan Paul, Logan Paul is certainly at the level now. We're with the U.S. title. I mean, that could main event a B-level pay-per-view.
The right opponent.
LA Knight.
Yeah. You mean with Cody, right?
Well, I was going to say, if Cody sits it out and they want to defend a major title.
If they wanted to steal a pay-per-view main event, they could do a Logan Paul LA Knight on a B pay-per-view. Sure.
Yeah. But you also have two world titles, so, you know.
Yeah, true.
Damian Priest. He doesn't feel like a world champion.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Damian Priest not versus Drew McIntyre? You think that can... I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this because I love Damian Priest since he was Punishment Martinez, but do you think Damian Priest not against Drew is a main event for Backlash?
Wait, what? Not winning, not.
So if they're saving Drew going for the World Heavyweight Championship in Scotland, Backlash is coming up in May, like, who headlines that?
Jey Uso, right? Did he just win the...
Jey and Priest is good. I don't know, but yeah, I mean, we'll see.
It does feel like a
yeah.
It feels like an IC title match, right?
Yeah.
It does, but that's how kind of set... I don't know.
We're just thinking.
Yeah, it's kind of what I was saying last night. You know, Damian Priest he's in that edge spot right now where he's kind of a mid-card guy, upper mid-card that gets the world title. And he's got this opportunity right now before, you know, they're taking it off of him to make himself into a star. So let's see if he can do it.
We gotta be careful with him. He's got the best wrestling voice ever. I would have killed to have that bass in my voice that he has because he talks like he looks. And God, I love this promo. Then R-Truth coming in and screwing it up.
That was hilarious.
As much as I laugh at that, remember I told you guys, like, they've got to be careful with this, especially with him now as champion. Is that we know that layer of his character now. He could be funny. He could be entertaining when he needs to be. But we need to see shit kicker heavyweight champion right now. And hopefully they do show us that. So he does get a legit opportunity with it. See what he does do with it. Because you're right. He's on borrowed time with that title. And listen, even if he loses it as a transitional champion, they're going to get it back on him. But just like they did Edge. Edge didn't have it for a long time when he first won it. And he was supposed to be a transitional champion on purpose. But then they saw what he did with it, and they wanted to put it back on him, and they did. They gave him a legitimate run with it, if you'll remember. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I'm talking too much. Sorry.
No, I agree 100%. I feel like what you're mentioning, Matt, with R-Truth. R-Truth, I thought he was a show stealer tonight. He was great. But put him in there, you know, have him with Dominic and JD.
Yeah,
have him in there with Damian now. If you're elevating Damian, if you want to make a main event, keep him out of those segments.
What's your beef with that, Glenn?
No, I think if you built it right with R-Truth, you could legitimately, I don't know that you could do a pay, you could main event a Raw or a SmackDown with Truth versus Priest for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Oh, yeah.
If you built that really seriously.
Yes.
And that would, and people believe it, that could be a Mankind moment. If Truth is the one to take the title off Priest,
you don't do that.
You would have to build it correctly. You would have to build it correctly. Okay, so here's the deal, guys. Tonight,
it's
again,
really
we're going to try and do this in a semi-concise fashion. I know you've listened to us talk now for like 6 hours over the last 3 days. So Super Chats tonight, we're going to get to them, get them in. Remember, all proceeds we receive from Super Chats and advertising this quarter are going to Culture City. They build sensory-inclusive experiences for neurodivergent fans. They're a nonprofit. They're a nonprofit designee charity for Q2. So yes, we'll get to your super chats. And let's start with the top of the show though, quickly, which was like an hour long segment. Triple H came out, thanked the fans. It is the Triple H era. They've made that loud and clear from WWE. He brought Cody out. They had a very nice video package recapping his journey. Cody was confronted by The Rock, who the crowd, this was not a Rock face turn. Even when he tried to be serious and sincere, the crowd was still giving him some justified hard times. But what was very interesting is they did say, okay, their one-on-one is going to happen down the line. And then The Rock handed Cody a mysterious item.
What do you think it was?
Like his latest mashups and DJ set on a USB drive. I don't know. Footage from Brawl Out, perhaps.
You thought about that, didn't you? You put some thought into that.
The
answer.
One I saw online, because people will not let this go, they were like, it's MJF's diamond ring from AEW.
My head would explode. And if that happened.
MJF is with AEW for years.
Yeah, I know. But we'll see.
I'm not reporting this. You know, someone was asking me on Twitter, like, do you want to put your name to it? I'm like, I heard from a good source. But I never double sourced this, so this isn't a report or anything. But I heard that MJF signed a new contract with AEW last year.
Okay,
I don't know if it's 100% true.
Can't you get out of your contract? You can't get out of your contract?
No, unless Tony releases him.
Okay, so there's
from
no face way,
time.
There's no There's no way he watched WrestleMania wasn't like, fuck, I need to be there. There's no way. He's a huge, true wrestling fan at heart. He works his ass off. He needs to be there, dude. And we see WWE will give you a legit opportunity to be yourself, whatever you played somewhere else, if they think it will be successful. Somewhere is Vince bullshit of, oh, sorry, you were a star there. I need to embarrass you here. You can't be a star. That shit's gone. Those days are gone.
Yeah.
So I hope he did. I know he watched it. But I hope, you know, he had that thought, like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
MJF under this regime is way different than under Vince, right?
It's
a different animal. I mean, Triple H, it won't be wasted, whereas it would have been with Vince. So I agree 100%. You know, I agree. Like, he will be way more successful if he were to come in now. But the word I had heard, and again, it's not double sourced. It's not a report. I never reported it, but I had heard people saying that he had signed last year for a few years. So
yeah,
and I believe it.
Sure.
One thing, real quick. Someone on Twitter had mentioned, you know, what the Rock handed to Cody, and they said, you know, when he said you broke my heart, that would have been he, you know, the main event with Roman Reigns. You know, like that broke the Rock's heart, and he handed the belt, you know, the side plates. Like, he had them made for himself, and he handed that to Cody because that...
No, those are too big. Okay. Those are too big.
Well, to that, Raj, when you said you broke my... I was like, so he handed him half of a locket, and The Rock has the other half. And Cody will keep one, and The Rock will keep one.
If we see Cody come out with a key on his necklace next week, we'll know what's up.
I saw online from a couple people, they think it is part of the Ulafala that Roman wore as the tribal chief, that red lay, that red ceremonial.
It could,
that could be part of that. I mean, we'll see, right? Like, this builds mystery.
Is it a piece, or is it something stupid? Like, remember that night, he went out and whispered in Cody's ear? Like, and said, why are you laughing? Wasn't that funny?
No, because it was something stupid. And I was like,
oh, something really stupid. Like, remember when he came out that week on SmackDown or whatever, Ron whispered in his ear that he was going to make him bloody later that night? We found out after the fact that then he beat the crap out of him. It could be something lame like that, where it's a piece of Cody's like clothing with blood on it. Like, I don't know. I just know that it's asking, maybe everybody's asking questions about it. That's a good thing. But again, where's it going to go? Because we're not going to see this cap for how many months now? Do we know?
Yeah,
probably. Like, my guess is that Rock versus Cody happens in Saudi late October, early November. So that's down the road, because SummerSlam's August 3rd. I don't see any way that Rock is back by then, filming two movies back to back.
Louis Treese, Buck 99, saying that the Rock and Cody matches because the Rock set his bus on fire.
I saw some people mention that. The only thing with that is, if it's like a lighter or something that the Rock handed him, then Cody needs to react, respond. You don't just get that handed to you and just look at him. You're right. You gotta.
That's how they write for him. That's how they've been writing for him. They also say, "Here you go, guys. Kick my ass. Yeah, take my title. Everything's cool."
Yeah. Did you guys hear that story last night about the watch?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So Dusty, in the Cody documentary, they talk about Dusty pawned off his watch so he could pay for Cody and his sister to go to acting school in LA. And Nick Khan, Triple H, and Bruce Pritchard, they went and they found that watch.
Wow.
And by all means, I think it's that exact watch. I know some people are thinking it's like the same watch, but not same watch. The actual watch.
Right. So either way, okay, even if it's not the exact same one, let's pretend, worst case scenario, it's not. It's still an amazing gesture, and most importantly, of saying, look, your dad was here tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. That shows, again, a completely different Triple H than I knew when I was there. And everything is completely different there, man. I'm very jealous of this locker room. I would have killed a man in this locker room.
Man.
But if it is the exact watch that Dusty had, oh my goodness. I mean, incredible. It's two different stories if it's the exact watch or...
It's still the same story, though, as being, wow, what an amazing brass to be able to do something cool like that on a special night, because this is extra special. And for those because I know what Vince's opinion with this would be. Vince's opinion would be, oh, really? Are you going to do it now for everybody that's going to be world champion? Because once you do it for that, you got to do it for all. No, you don't. Everybody in that company gets how special this was, how different this was. And if they bring a story in the thunder like Cody did for the last 2 years to this company for ratings and merch sales and things like that, cool. I bet you they'll do it for you too.
Yeah.
Could you imagine their wives on their anniversaries after this, though, from now on? They're like, what? You got me a purse, but for Cody Rhodes, you went and tracked down his watch. And
I was going to say, what pressure on Cody's sister now? Because she's like, fuck, like I really need to step it up a little bit. He sold the watch so I could go to acting school as well.
Now the Amazon gift card is not going to work.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Good story, though. I'm glad you brought that up. That was cool.
Great night tonight for NXT champs. Dragunov and Roxanne Perez both got nice showcase matches without being called up. So that was kind of different. We did see Jade Cargill get a squash match against Chelsea.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
She looked great tonight. Really just massive superstar.
I saw some people bringing up like, oh, she's just Goldberg. She's a two-move athlete. It's like she just came on. This is what you should be doing. You don't want her wrestling 30-minute matches right now.
No, you don't. You don't. Yeah. And if somebody's saying that, they're just hating for the sake of hating. And I have a feeling they're not true. They're not real WWE fans. Honestly, that's my opinion.
Or they don't get it. They don't get the business, like how you build stars.
They're jaded AEW fans that see another one of their former stars in the limelight in a much bigger company, and this is how you use her. To be fair, AEW did use her right on how they did start her off undefeated. You can't get better than that, so kudos to AEW for doing the right thing. But from the camera shots, just on her entrance alone, shows you the night and day difference between the production.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was very cool. And then we did have that Judgment Day celebration. I mean, so that image alone, come on, right now we got Priest as World Heavyweight Champ, Rhea as Women's Champ.
Great shot. It was
nice seeing Dom and Rhea back in the fold with Judgment Day. I felt like they gave them a lot more distance in recent weeks. So this was cool. And I loved R-Truth crashing the party. And then that turning into a tag match with The Miz. And R-Truth got The Miz and John Cena to tag team together tonight.
Right? How about that?
Isn't that wild that this was the first time that we've seen R-Truth and Cena tag?
Well, it's a childhood hero.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but they Truth has been saying that for a while now. And tonight is the first time we actually saw it. So I thought it was cute, you know. And
where was Ted DiBiase Jr.? Because two of the Marines, we just needed a third.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sorry, Go Rush.
Well, I was just going to say that Awesome Truth, their first pay-per-view big match was against Cena and The Rock. And, you know, here they are teaming with Cena. Kind of the world, you know, kind of comes around.
Yeah, it was good. I think Truth's crowd reaction tonight was... Yeah, the crowd loves him. It was good.
And I like how they did it. They didn't have Cena come out in the beginning, and it was, you know, it was a surprise. It was cool.
Yeah. So let's see what other high points. This number one contenders match for the World Heavyweight Championship tonight. Actually, let's talk about that in a second. Let's talk about Sami Zayn quickly. Man, they're going full Rocky III, where Gable's favor that he wants is that one-on-one match.
Sure.
Yeah.
We saw that they're doing it. We saw that. I know. But cool promo by Sammy. Love his promos. They're always very impassioned. He gets the crowd into it. I love whenever he's on TV. So I love all of that.
And Creed won that rematch. We found out in the movie Creed that Apollo Creed won. But I think it's the Rocky storylines aren't used enough. I still, you know, Rocky V is regarded as like the worst Rocky movie of all time. But except that storyline, I think that storyline, if used right, I thought they could have used that for Sting and Darby, you know, like Darby turns to the dark side, you know, I just think it's the Bruno Larry Zbysko storyline. I feel like it can still be used today and it just good hasn't reference. Been used effectively.
Good reference, Raj. I like that.
Yeah.
So that was very well done, but I mean, it's clear they're putting the World Heavyweight Championship front and center. Priest looked great tonight. It's weird that Bondage Undertaker is now becoming the WWE version of what the internet has been referring to Priest as.
I'm surprised they let him get away with that, though, because Damian's still on the come up. You know what I mean? I'm surprised they let him do that. Punk should be fair game. Seth, fair game. They're established main event acts. This is your guy you're trying to get over. I'm surprised they let him say that.
Priest is fucking cool. I mean, he has been since he was on the Indies as Punishment Martinez. He was cool in NXT, looking like the bad guy from Cyborg. Like he's just got a vibe.
Bondage Undertaker, but Bondage Undertaker was that's I couldn't stop laughing.
It was so good. Drew is just another level right now. He's so freaking great. I'm going under the assumption that he's re-signed, even though he took him tonight. Him, but he is. He is just on another level. He is outside of The Rock, and I think he's the most entertaining person on Raw, and that includes Cody.
Yeah. So during Bronson Reed's promo backstage, there was a glitch, and you can make out the word hello, and people are saying that based on the end of the Bray Wyatt documentary, that this might be the build for Uncle Howdy, Bo Dallas, coming back in some capacity in WWE.
I think it is. I do. I think if it's not Uncle Howie, there's supposed to be like another layer to Bray Wyatt's Fiend character that was supposed to re-debut more than what they just showed at the WrestleMania weekend of his newer outfit. It's supposed to be, Bo Dallas, my understanding, was supposed to do a character that was going to encapsulate part of the Fiend, part Uncle Howdy. And it's supposed to be something on it, like something crazy. But I hope for his sake, because he was so talented. I watched him in FCW on his come up. He was the he was the more talented of the two brothers. If you go back and you watch FCW, I'm not joking. When they were a tag team, those two, they were FCW Southern Tag Team Champions. He was the better of the two because he was younger. He was like 18. And yep. He was supposed to be like this next Randy Orton. No joke. I'm not exaggerating that.
No, for sure. And, I mean, you saw the push they gave him.
And they just gave him a shitty character when they got him on television. They couldn't resist. Mm-hmm. They did it to both of them, actually.
Right. Yeah. Husky Harris.
Right. But they screwed Bo with the Bo Leave crap. And he needed to do that with him. He's a good looking kid, super charismatic, great fire as a baby face. He was a great seller. So I don't know. I'm very excited for him in real life. Oh, God. Sorry. That's so loud.
Oh. Garage door. The only thing I would where there's a little caution here is Bo trying to do a Bray Wyatt character gimmick because Bray Wyatt, you know, his creativity, everything else was, you know, one in a million. I mean, he was just he just thought outside the box. That doesn't mean that Bo has that same creativity, and to kind of put him in that type of character when he might not be. I mean, I will see. Maybe he is, but Bray Wyatt was so creative.
Again, he doesn't have to copy it. Doesn't have to be similar. You know what I mean? We'll see.
Yeah, he doesn't have to copy it, but they did make it with the flickering and everything. They did kind of do a lot of the Bray Wyatt stuff.
Well, why can't he do? Why would Bray Wyatt copyright it? Like he cornered the market in it.
I mean, WWE owns it. It's part of the lore. It's part of the...
No, of course not. But Bray Wyatt made it work because he is so creative. Will Bo be able to add those, you know, the...
Superpowers? The layers in there?
Look, I mean, I was very critical of a lot of that, the superpower magic stuff. But Bray was able to get it super over, right? Mm-hmm. But he has that personality. He has that charisma to do it.
I'm telling you, no one's gonna agree with me because nobody watched him wrestle enough. I'm telling you, microphone in black tights, cut a promo, go. Bo Dallas was better. Telling you, as crazy as you may think that is, go back and watch FCW. I swear to you on this.
No, I mean that's why they went with him in NXT. He was champion for a while. I agree with you, Matt. I think he is a great talent. I just don't know. I think he's gonna have such high expectations being in a Wyatt-ish character.
Well, you got to believe, Raj.
Right now. It's better than that, for sure.
Yeah, Liv Morgan attacked Rhea Ripley backstage, so setting something up for them, potentially.
Okay.
I mean, look, Rhea needs someone to beat next. No offense to Liv Morgan or her fans, but...
Yeah.
There you go. I think WWE is on such a tear right now. They're so hot that they shouldn't rest on their laurels right now like they do every year after WrestleMania and then you see everything go on a downturn. Keep it hot. Keep it hot. And don't just feel like you need to give Rhea someone to beat. Don't feel like you need to give Cody someone to beat. Get stuff that's hot. So you retain all these people that are tuning in for the first time. And, you know, a lot of new fans and a lot of people that tuned out that are just
tuning out. So then let's be honest. The only person that I think Cody could have faced that's hot is Drew McIntyre. Somebody has to be two things. One, has to be hot. And two, has to be the heel in which the crowd is already conditioned to booing this person automatically. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to out cheer versus Cody, which will help Cody because he needs to be in cheered situations still. Keep that in mind. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, for sure. The only person I'd add to that is Randy Orton because they have that built-in storyline. I think that would... And it could be, I think Randy Orton, you had the legacy background.
You're going to put that on the same level, the storyline versus Roman Reigns and Bloodline for Cody?
I don't think anything's going to be that level right now, but that's the next hottest thing I think you could do right now.
The personal stuff they could come up with will be incredible, yes, undoubtedly.
And Randy Orton hasn't been a heel in a while, so and I could see he's having such a good time right now. I could see him
He loves being a face right now, though.
Yeah, but I could see him really sinking his teeth back into it.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We'll see.
It'll be a good storyline.
But no, Cody's going to be on SmackDown Friday, I assume. They got to tease something, right? Like, you can only be in the refractory period so long with the Cody Championship before the fans want to know what comes next. And I think Randy could be good, and they could build to that pretty naturally. But tonight, what they did give us was who's next for the World Heavyweight Championship in this fatal four-way. So we had Jey Uso, Bronson Reed, Drew McIntyre, and why am I blanking on that?
Which one's not like the other? How does Ricochet just get an automatic?
He was US champ like a year ago.
Well, he's been getting a bit of a push. He's been winning like every week the last
He's gonna be the first WWE speed champion. Thank you.
All right, my bad. I didn't see any of those wins.
But I mean, no one thought Ricochet was winning this. Do you think they're giving Ricochet a little push right now because they didn't get Will Ospreay? Like, he's like, hey, this is kind of like our version.
Isn't he engaged or married to Samantha Irvin?
Yeah.
Samantha Irvin's so over right now. Maybe that's a joke. I'm joking. That's not why.
She is.
I'm going off camera before you guys talk about who's dating who again.
I was saying that's why you give him a push. I'm joking. That's not why they're giving him a push. No. But I got goosebumps tonight by her. What are you doing?
Raj, is that why Ricochet signed with WWE? Because never mind. Sorry. Okay. Anyhow, deep cut. Okay.
Real quick. That woman's voice again gave me goosebumps tonight when they Cody asked her to redo it, and she's so damn good. I'm sorry, I know you think I'm crazy. I do like her voice better than Finkel's. I'm sorry. I do.
Oh no,
my wife thinks I'm nuts too. By the way,
yes, you are.
Prisoner of the moment, Matt Morgan.
Finkel and new WWF World Heavyweight. Come on.
Take that part out of it. I don't know.
This contest is scheduled for one fall.
Okay, but hear me out. If you listen to both of their voices and they say John Smith, okay, complete nobody, the way she says it, John Smith is going to feel like a bigger star.
Good for John Smith.
I think she's the best. And Michael Buffer, okay. Did you see that? He put out a tweet today putting her over. Michael Buffer, who's done Tyson fights and all the biggest boxing fights and a bunch of Monday Nitros.
How about this? She's better than him. She's awesome. I'm sorry. I think she is.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Michael Buffer threatened to sue me once.
Did he?
I'm sure he did.
His domain name dropped. Let's get ready to rumble.com. Somebody else had it. And so I picked it up for the purpose of giving it to him. And before I could even do that, like, his lawyers were on me.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, how nice of you, Glenn, just to randomly find copyright for somebody that you don't know and just go, here you go.
I hung out with his brother once. Remember, there was a video game called Ready to Rumble.
Of course.
Similar, not based on the movie. There was a video game. Yeah, it was a whole thing. Yes. And Michael Buffer was there to judge Bruce Buffer was there to judge the Michael Buffer sound-alike contest. And my friend won. Okay. And Bruce Buffer was like really nice to us. So when I saw this, I was like, oh, I'm going to get this to turn over. And then when I wrote that letter, they apologized for like such a threatening letter.
Well,
anyhow.
There you go.
Yes. Drew Davidian, $9.99 super chat saying gigantic pop WWE WrestleMania 40, AKA XL results. Here is my opinion. OMG. One of the best manias ever. The main event of the Bloodline Rules had the legend of John Cena, and the other part will be.
Is this a rib?
I don't know. Is it a riddle?
Are they making fun of us?
I don't know. Hey, the giver is $9.99. Make fun of me all you want if you pay me money.
There you go.
But we're not even getting the money. We're giving away to charity like good people.
That's true. Majestic Marie. Matt may be a prisoner of the moment. Raj is a prisoner of nostalgia.
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna lie, she's got it right.
Yes. J.R. Smith, $2 saying, good evening, guys. R-Truth is absolutely amazing.
He is.
He's a national treasure. I mean, yeah. That is the one clip you sent us tonight during our text messages with R-Truth.
J.R. Smith also, highs, gigantic pops numbers for the WrestleMania season, channel growth and charitable giving. Guys, that's like straight Tiger's Bloods. Hashtag winning. Whoa, quite a retro reference. What was that, like 12 years ago?
No? Thanks, J.R. Sadie.
Yes. I did make an analogy to Charlie Sheen and Tiger's Blood with the whole AEW stuff. I don't know if that's where they got that.
Maybe.
So Drew McIntyre seemed like he was going to win tonight until CM Punk, that lovable scamp, America's sweetheart, showed up, grabbed his ankle, just giggling gleefully as he kept Drew from winning. And then Jey Uso got the win in the pin.
I got this question for you guys, Matt, they have done such a great job with CM Punk and Drew.
Yeah,
this feels like now like a WrestleMania match, and obviously they're going to get to it as soon as they can. But man, I almost feel like they should hold that off until Mania. When you look at the big matches that they have, you got Rock versus Roman, right? Rock versus Cody. If you take the Rock out of it, CM Punk versus Drew is right up there.
It definitely is. Like what you said, though, you're saying, hey, WWE, don't lose your hot streak here. Stay hot. You know, stay with these 10 out of 10 storylines if you can in a perfect world to make people want to watch. That's one that could do some major water carrying for that company. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But again, when's Punk going to be back? Like, that's heard any reports?
He looks normal now. So he was saying it's going to be half the time of the tricep tear that he had in AEW. So that would put him in another like month or two.
Okay.
And he teased, he said there's an international pay-per-view that hasn't been announced yet. Clash. And that's June. So that's coming up. But I don't think you do Drew and Punk at
no, Clash. Because Drew has to win that, right? Obviously.
Right. Yeah, he's got to win the belt. And you have Punk there. And you can do something after that, but yeah.
When's Drew that going to be? Clashes in June. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Clash in June. Money in the Bank July. Mm-hmm. SummerSlam usually. August 3rd. Okay, so
it's early August. After that.
Okay.
Think that's okay, Drew, to have a 2-month run? Think they'd do that?
Or you haven't beat Punk.
Punk. Mm-hmm. Oh, you haven't beat. I actually wouldn't be. Man, no, I want Punk to win. I wouldn't. Yeah. Drew, you got to keep the title on Drew, actually.
Yeah.
He's hot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Punk losing would really tell us this is a new CM Punk.
See, I don't care. In real life, I don't care if he is or not. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah, I think you do what's best for the show. And I've never heard of Punk complaining about losing.
And I do think Drew beating him would be what's best for that company and that show. I just do. It's just, what do you do with Punk after? I don't know.
Unless you're going to like Punk versus Roman, you know, and there's so many ways you could go. There's no wrong decisions here, but I do think if you put the title on Drew, you got to give him a little bit of a run because he is so damn good right now.
He is. And I do still want that Punk Cody Rhodes battle of promos that lead into a program, you know, into a match eventually.
Yeah, and Punk versus Roman, I feel like that would be awesome as well.
That would be.
Yeah.
AEW, really, man. Jungle Jack Perry, if he didn't do that line on the pre-show, good Lord, they handed WWE a ton of main events. A
ton of money. Just more money. They ain't need it, but they just got a whole boatload more.
And to that end, today, TKO's stock was up.
Of course it is. You know why?
I mean, I think they had some big event over the weekend. I don't know.
Besides that.
Wait, what else happened? What did I miss?
They purchased Vince's.
Oh, that's right. The buyback of Vince's shares. That's right.
So, do you know how that works with consumers in general? That usually makes people feel more comfortable about something, right? And it's less. Vince has what, 4% shares at this point? Something like that.
Yeah, with the public shares, it's under 5%, 4.7, I think.
So, did you hear the rumor? And I know this is just a rumor. Is it true, Rod, that they're thinking about going private? TKO?
No, Endeavor is going private.
Endeavor is.
So yeah. Will that mean then TKO is or not?
No, separate.
No. It's a separate, yeah, separate.
I wish they would, because then you're not going to feel any pressure for nothing. You know what I mean? They can just do what they want on these shows and not worry about the like cancer culture and like one of these UFC fighters running their mouth, and then next thing Dana White's answering questions for an entire press conference about things like that, or vice versa with WWE stars. I don't know.
Yeah. The good thing with that is it's keeping Vince out. So
yes,
that's been the good thing with it.
That is, yeah, that is true.
It's interesting. Someone could probably do a deep dive into how the stock market has reacted since the TKO switch. But let's so with this, Jey Uso now is the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship. Mm-hmm. He loses to Priest, you think?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh yeah, you can't switch the title yet.
Nope.
Yeah,
this is a Triple H era. He cares about titles. I mean, look, this would drive me nuts. Does. Meltzer and a lot of those guys were like, oh, they could lose the title and get it back. It's like, no, having it on them for a while means so much more when someone beats them for it, you know. Yeah. And it meant so much more, Sammy beating Gunther after this long reign, as if over, you know, Gunther winning it and losing it a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm. What, you're saying the 24/7 title doesn't have a prestigious lineage?
Yeah, exactly. The titles mean something now. For the first, outside of the women's tag titles, I feel like they need to work on that.
Well, I mean, but Asuka and Kari, what, you can't have more credible champions.
Ooh. Oh, for sure. They just don't have credible challengers.
Well, I think they do now with Jade, Naomi, and Bianca. If or even Naomi and Bianca, if they want to spin it off that way. Bigfoot Sneaker at $4.99 saying, I believe AJ Styles is Cody's next feud. Tonga and Jacob joining him as Bullet Club. What do you think? That would be a twist.
That would be a twist. Bloodline right now is the one that needs that injection, right? They need something new while Roman's away and Rock's away. Unless they just dissolve it all together and just get it off TV, but you can't because they have what's his name?
Yeah, Solo. You want to want Solo to be the leader of the baby bloodline?
No, you've got Solo still on his come up. Yeah, you can't do that. All that equity they put in them being strong and silent, and you can't just put him off television just because his guys aren't there anymore. That would suck.
You know what?
That's the problem right now with the bloodline is like they don't have someone that
can lead it.
Can lead it. Jey Uso could, but he's a baby face on Raw.
No, you get Solo leading it being silent and he just does a nod or a thumbs down, and you get Heyman like being the Solo whisperer, the interpreter for Solo, and then you bring in some new guys. You could kind of do something cool with that. It would be like the second iteration of DX.
Which was the night after Mania, right? When they brought X-Pac back. And
yes, it was.
I mean, crazier things have worked, right?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Sorry. Yeah, I was going to say, either way, I'm going to be tuning in, you know, to see.
Right.
Fun times with the games. Buck99 saying Drew should defeat Punk the first time. If Punk's first singles match is him losing to Drew, that will be very impressive.
He's only had one match on TV so far, and he lost the Royal Rumble. So.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Drew Davidian has now spent $30. We got $20 more in super chats for two more parts. No.
Tell him, like, all right, so if you screw something up, we don't understand it. You don't got to spend money on it to correct it, guys.
Yeah.
This is part two, Matt. Drew Davidian's got the fire like Dylon, and I'm going to spit it for the audience here. So, and because it's all caps, too, so you got to get the right energy. Drew Davidian, $9.99. This is no punctuation, so pardon me.
Go.
Part two, then the return of the Shield. Seth Rollins, a final legend, was the Undertaker, a.k.a. the Dead Man, showed up and attacked The Rock. My former guy, Roman Reigns, lost to Cody Rhodes. What a title reign. All one word. Then, part three, what a title reign for my guy, Roman Reigns. I rated out of an A++++ and best WWE PLEs ever, and I'm going to rewatch a lot of times. This is a new era, which is the TKO era.
He's right.
All right, Dro, how much are they paying you to say all that, brother?
I think we got Mojo Raleigh over here with the hype machine.
If you're being sincere, not being, you know, smart guy, I feel very happy for you that you're this excited because it'd be cool to be that excited and that emotionally invested in it. I am. Maybe it's not that extent, but And if you're ribbing us, shame on you.
I'm going to clip the sound quick. Drop of Matt going, Matt, we got super chat. Oh, no.
I'm going to ask you guys this.
Because right? You and your greedy ass is making them pay to
it's all for charity. I don't make anybody do shit, man.
Yeah. We have instead made $0
saying,
so far.
Instead, instead of just saying, hey, guys, make a mistake or something like that. You don't got to spend money on super chat. Just put an asterisk.
He had three parts. Three parts. There.
And
Manish Maloo. No,
well, that's
no
what I was
chat.
Saying, though. You're taking away the context of what I said, though. I said know. Specifically, if you screw something up, you don't got to spend money on it.
Or pay double. That's what I'm saying. My greedy ass is like, eh, got to get it right the first time, or you pay. I got to ask you guys this. Looking back at WrestleMania now, last night, WrestleMania Night 2, was that the best WrestleMania night of all time?
Yes.
Now, you got 3, you know, which was iconic. You have 30 with Danielson winning.
Hogan slamming Andre still is my number one.
Yeah. 4 with Savage winning. I mean, there's a handful. But in my opinion, it's up.
It was very good. It was a very good pay-per-view that did not overstay its welcome.
It's right for me after, again, Hogan slamming Andre at that Mania. I know when you watch that match back, it's horrible looking now, but like when we were kids, we didn't know that. And everybody in the playground was talking about that for like weeks after the fact. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that feeling. But I'm not going to lie, this feeling too. Cody stuff is everywhere. People in the gym that normally don't watch wrestling are asking me about it. At a restaurant dinner, like random people do not watch this shit.
Yeah.
Is asking about it. So I think it hit hard. And I do think it's their most successful. But how do you say it's not? Look at all, like Hunter said, look at all the numbers they did on it.
Yeah. It's definitely the most successful, maybe most emotional too. I mean, when Samantha Irvin can't say the winner without choking. Yeah. And, you know, it was. And Triple H had a hard time. You could see his face was like beet red. He was trying to hold back tears. And he booked it.
Yeah, he knew it was coming, right? So but here's the thing. You guys get a chance to go on YouTube and look up the videos of people watching these things live and seeing their reaction to it. Look at all the bars going bananas for it. And just there's nobody that did not feel emotionally like touched by that finish. And Cody finally doing this. So you're right. On the emotional front, I've not seen anything more emotionally positive with a show buttoning itself up like that so perfectly. All the stuff he did afterwards was just the cherry on the top.
And then top to bottom, I thought the show was great, but ending like that, yeah, exactly. I thought it's good stuff. That night two. Night one. You combine the two together in totality, maybe it's not the best WrestleMania of all time, but I thought the second night is up there.
Yeah. Well, that's it for WrestleMania weekend. Tomorrow night, we'll be back to talk about NXT.
No, we will not.
No, tomorrow night, these guys get a break from me. I'll be on another channel.
No wrestling. I'm going to watch Predator. I've never seen Predator. I'm going to watch that
tomorrow.
That's
crazy. You gotta watch at least the first three.
Wait, time out, Raj. Why is tomorrow night tonight? Why not just like tonight going to bed, put it on your phone and watch it?
Because me and my wife are gonna hang out afterwards.
She
refuses to watch half the movies I want to watch, and Predator is one that she
Predator's not although I watched all those with my wife, but different tastes.
I tried to watch Bloodsport with her, she lasted 5 minutes. I still haven't seen Roadhouse because she refuses to watch it. But
who doesn't love Patrick Swayze? Oh,
the new one.
Okay. Who doesn't love Jake Gyllenhaal?
We should do a podcast on that.
Okay.
The new Roadhouse.
The original, I will. The new one.
Yeah, but I'll do comparing both. The two. Yeah.
And then we'll talk about Jake Gyllenhaal and Nightcrawler. Which is, I think I watched that movie and I'm motivated after because I'm like, in a weird way, this is like a success story of someone that was really motivated towards a goal and he achieved it through underhanded means. Mm. He's great in it. He's so good in that movie.
That's how I am after I watch The Social Network anytime. I get like really motivated. I'm like, let's go make a website.
That explains a rot, Raj, given working for your Wrestling Inc. Now I understand it all. Bigfoot Sneakerhead 499 saying, hey, do you think AEW will ever be on WWE's level, meaning like having a WrestleMania? I believe it can happen if they can take Paul Heyman.
What do you mean if they can take? Like if they got Paul Heyman as part of their like writing team or part of... Paul Heyman ain't going anywhere. The closest he ever came, I was with TNA at the time, he'd have to have a vested interest in the whole operation is the way it was going to work if he came to TNA. So unless Tony's willing to give up part of the ownership toward it, Paul ain't coming.
Yeah.
Especially now at this part of his time in his career at his age right now. No way. He's got a money meal ticket right now that he can just stamp for a rest until he wants to finish. Why would he screw that up?
If you watch the Hall of Fame speech, he put this Triple H era over so big. You could tell he's very happy where he is. So,
and he's Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman don't bullshit. He doesn't put others over like that. Because he has his own ego, for his own creative ideas too. Don't forget.
Yeah,
but as far as the part of the question where do you think AEW ever catch up to WWE? No.
Okay.
There's just too many advantages right now.
He said for like as the version of WrestleMania. Okay. Will it be whatever their version of the pay-per-views is, their WrestleMania will be as big as WrestleMania? Hell no. Does it one day 20 years from now, maybe 10 years from now? I don't know. Anything can happen, obviously. Like I never thought I'd see a WWE, but Vince ain't the owner of it, right? Anything can happen in wrestling. Mm-hmm. But the probability is very, very very minor, my opinion.
Yeah, I could see All In trying to make that your WrestleMania because you got the stadium. It is in London every year, and it is not as going to be as hot as it was last year, as many ticket sales as it was last year, and then the next year is going to be even less.
Mm-hmm.
But having, I do think it is a good idea for AEW to have one show that's their Super Bowl. As opposed to
yes, definitely
seven that are all the same.
Mm.
Definitely. Why, Glenn? Why?
Well, no, they've got an East Coast one with Double or Nothing. They've got All Out for the West Coast. Yeah, sorry, West Coast for Double or Nothing. All Out for the East Coast, and then they got an international one with All In. So, I mean, it is. I think they're on their way to their big four, and then attendance will ultimately determine which one is the Mania.
Well, it's going to be All In. Until it's not, but
and WWE's gonna get smart and start running right before those shows. I guarantee it.
Yeah,
Vince would have. I don't think Nick Khan cares. I think Nick Khan is all about the now, and they haven't announced next year's WrestleMania yet. And I know it's because Nick Khan is like getting bidding up,
And he is. Come on, Nick Khan trolled Tony a couple times already.
Oh yeah,
Kid and
his dad's a good businessman.
Yes,
you could run a business anyone can run a business at a loss for sure.
Yeah,
I have no problem with either of them taking shots at each other.
No.
AEW airing this footage, I've said it, I feel like that's minor league. It has nothing to do with one taking shots at the other. Do it at your heart's content, but using your TV to air that kind of stuff, that is no professional. League would do that.
It would. I just don't want to pause to see how they do it, what it is, what we see, and then completely bury it if it needs to be buried. Or, okay, maybe this was a weird way to do it, but this was an intro to get a guy back on television. I thought that would never be back on television.
Hmm.
You think Jack Perry's going to be a star with what?
No.
If this was the Monday Night Wars,
because if he is, then that makes it worth it, right? Like if that footage does something super positive,
you said it's
like everyone was like, "Yeah, Jack Perry, that's our guy now."
If this was the Monday Night Wars, they would show the footage and then they would roll Jack Perry out with a neck brace and a wheelchair with his leg up, and talking about how CM Punk and they would really go over the top. But what's funny is I was about to make a quip about. AEW doing this, and I was like, well, controversy creates cash, but yes, this is Tony Khan pulling some straight up Bischoff shit about trying to pump a rating and get some renewed interest showing this Punk footage.
Yeah, again, I'd still be embarrassed using a talent from another from Tony Khan always considers WWE his competitor, as he's told us 1,000 times, right? So if that's the case, I, 1,000 years, I would never show one of my competitors on my television show unless my guy's beating the snot out of my competitor from the other show.
Matt thinks. Remember how petty, to the point where it almost got sad, of how Eazy-E was trolling Dr. Dre after The Chronic took off and Eazy was releasing records where he was just straight up playing like the original Eazy-E.
Yes, gotcha,
And people don't remember a lot of this because tragically he passed away.
He got paid for all that.
Yes, he did, but he was sitting there like saying, like, I'm gonna take Dre and keep making money off of him even though he left me. And it was kind of bought those records, Matt. You and me bought those Eazy records.
We bought Chronic, not
I think I Matt both. Did you buy 5150 Home for the Sick? Because that slaps. Merry Motherfucking Christmas, still an all-time classic.
Eazy-E, I don't even really love Giant Soup and everything, but like I loved Eazy-E just because he was always shooting. And back then, like, you know, you didn't hear it all the time.
Yeah, and he was
and Snoop too, where his voice is just so different from everyone.
Yes, yes, that's another part of it. You're right.
Like MC Ren, you know, like there's Dre, Ice Cube, and Eazy-E.
What about the mid carders of NWA?
How come Yella never gets no props?
But he doesn't have that again when he comes on a song.
Yeah. Right? What about the Arabian Prince? What about the DOC?
DOC. DOC used to get saved. You remember how many times that name was dropped between?
Because he wrote all the lyrics. Him and Ice Cube wrote all those songs.
But I always wonder, like, what are the fans that are kind of like, you know, mainstream fans? Do they have any idea who DOC is? Do you think they stupidly think it's short for Dr. Dre?
They probably think
I can see that.
I think they think it's Dr. Dre.
I mean, if he hadn't rolled his Jeep and like lost his voice for all those years, I mean, he still wrote for Dre. He still wrote like all of Dre's rhymes. Mm. But It's Funky Enough is like one of the greatest old school hip hop jams of that era, his first solo record. But in NWA there was a hierarchy. There was the upper carders and the mid tier of NWA. I just remember Eazy doing the like using the voice changer to talk shit about Dre doing the Buddy Boy because Eazy's favorite movie was The First Power with Lou Diamond Phillips, so he's talking like the killer from The First Power.
You know what? I am going to watch Straight Outta Compton tomorrow. That's
have you seen that?
Like
before?
Hearing all this. Oh, I've seen it. Yeah, I want to see it again.
Fantastic, especially
O'Shea Jackson, he's a huge wrestling fan. I love reading his tweets.
He's hilarious.
He's hilarious.
He's great.
Ice Cube's son, for those who don't know, and he is a gigantic wrestling fan, big Roman Reigns fan. I agree with like every tweet he puts out. So,
did you see Den of Thieves with him? Yeah. That's really good, Matt. You'd like it. It's like Heat, like it's a heist movie with a lot of twists. They got a sequel coming out this year. I'm really, really excited about that.
Oh no, I'm thinking of the Glass Knives.
Den of Thieves is great. Like it's a B movie taken to 10. Okay. So Wednesday night, we're going to be back to talk about the Behind the Curtain documentary. What really happened between Cody and The Rock. We're going to watch that Wednesday. Jack Perry and CM Punk. Now, before we go, I want to give a shout out to Majestic Marie. She's talking about in the chat. She's going through some health issues right now. She's got a doctor's appointment. She's nervous. Marie, better you find out what's going on and treat it and get it taken care of. We hope you're well, but you got this. Just power through.
We're with you, Marie.
Saying prayers for you, girl. We got you. Everybody else out there, takes 2 seconds. If you're somebody that prays, add our friend Marie to it if you can. It's not going to kill you. It takes 2 seconds to do, please.
Absolutely. He's at BP Matt Morgan. He's at the Raj Geary. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. We'll catch you back here Wednesday. And thank you for hanging with us WrestleMania weekend. Biggest numbers ever on this channel. Please, if you haven't subscribed already, please do so. Click that bell notification. And we'll catch you back here next time on Gigantic Pop.
Screw Jack Perry.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.